We welcome to the program this weekend Madison Richards. Madison is the Community Engagement Specialist and Program Coordinator for Big Brothers Big Sisters Hardin County. Madison, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Quite a title, quite a mouthful there.
But, yes, a lot of roles.
But a lot of work to do, right?
Yep.
And Kathy Hilty is here, and Kathy refers to herself as just a big part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters. But that's a very important role, Kathy.
Yes, it is. It's very rewarding.
Yes, and welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Last time you were here, you talked Hardin County Soup. All right,
yes.
Now you've got a different hat on. So, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Hardin County, it's been a while. I know that we talked about this probably at least 3 years ago, maybe. So it's time to have you back. Explain the program, if you would. Let's start there.
So we are a nonprofit mentoring organization that focuses on one-to-one mentoring relationships between adult mentors and youth mentees. But we are also in the schools. So I could talk a little bit about our school programs that we have currently and the other programs. So right now we have our mentoring programs active in Ada, Ridgemont, and Kenton schools. This year has also been exciting because we joined forces with the Polar Buddies program at Ohio Northern University. And it's been a little bit of a pilot year, but our goal is to combine our mission around mentoring and create one big, amazing resource for youth across our community.
This has been going on for a while. I mean, this organization has been operating for some time, right?
Yes, several years. Yeah. I came into the position in January of 2024, so only been a couple years, but I feel like we're hitting the ground running so far. So,
have you been part of it, Kathy, from the beginning or somewhere along the way?
I don't know when the beginning actually was, but I remember they had a big introduction at our church, Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and I listened to the comments and the whole rigmarole, and I thought, I think I would really enjoy doing that, and I joined, and that's been nearly 10 years ago, and I've been a big ever since. Mm-hmm. So it's very rewarding.
So
very rewarding.
You know, Kathy refers to herself as a big. She would be a big sister.
Correct.
You have the big brothers, and then you team them with the littles, right?
Yep.
How does that process work?
So it is a little bit of a process. Everybody, whether you're applying to be a mentor or a parent signing their child up to be a mentee, we all go through an application process. You can submit your application online or contact me, and I can give you a physical copy if you prefer that. But everybody goes through an interview process. Biggs, it is extensive. We do a very thorough job at doing background checks across everything, making sure we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's. That way we can best appropriately match an adult with a child.
Yeah, the background check, that's very important to stress. I mean, not just anybody can do this.
Nope. There are stipulations and guidelines that we have to follow. Safety is our number one priority at all times. So we just really have to make sure we have appropriate adult mentors.
And I just want to say, it obviously works because it's been a very safe and healthy program from the beginning, has it not?
Yes, yeah. Yep. Right now we're working on growing that community-based program.
Yep. And again, that's a process. That's all right.
Trying to get the word back out that we are alive and active in Hardin County. We're working in the schools, as Madison said, and that's awesome program. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get bigs. It's hard to get the bigs to even come and sign up. And they're still searching for bigs in Hardin County. If you want to do something that is a big deal to, as you said, it is a big deal because you reach out to these children and it makes a difference, a big difference. As I said,
you've made a connection, have you not, being in this? I mean, you make a relationship. And,
absolutely.
And
my very first big I met at the alternative school, and she was 13 going on 14, and what an impression she made. She, God love her. I love her to death. And we still connect. We still are friends. She comes to Easter dinner, and I just love her. She's like family to me now. And presently, I have two active littles and one that's kind of she's getting older and getting away from the program because mm-hmm. they do graduate out at 18. Is that correct, Madison?
Yep.
But they need bigs. It's such a big deal to be a big. It really truly is.
Absolutely.
These kids need one-on-one. They do.
So who is it perfect for, Madison? Would you say younger people, older people, or anybody in between?
Anybody in between. Honestly, if you've ever felt called to make a difference in the life of a young person, I would love to hear from you. And parents, if you feel like your child could benefit from having a meaningful one-to-one relationship with a mentor, obviously please reach out and fill out an application. It's honestly a really great opportunity for anybody, mm-hmm. any child from any background. It really doesn't matter.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. And don't be afraid of these children. They just need sometimes someone to listen to them and to direct them and guide them the proper directions that they should be going.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's approach it that way then, Kathy. If they don't have someone like this who can mentor them, what are they getting into? What are they being mentored by?
I don't know.
Yeah. Hopefully staying out of trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Having someone who's there just for them, someone who they can turn to that's not family necessarily, because mm-hmm. sometimes it's hard to have a specific relationship when it's, you know, your parent, grandparent, mm-hmm. versus a stranger who's like, I care enough about you to, you know, be there for you, listen to you. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes a really long way when it comes to mm-hmm. that one-to-one relationship.
I've always tried to be non-judgmental mm-hmm. of the family. Mm-hmm. Everybody has mm-hmm. circumstances. Everybody has different things that affect their life or their livelihood or their, you know, life happens, and sometimes they just don't have those people in their life to lead them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the organizations I feel is very, very important. It's great.
Yes, I am biasly agree. I agree.
She agrees 100%.
I didn't sense a disagreement on that one. Yes.
No.
Yeah. I've definitely, since I've come on board, worked really hard at getting our name out there. I've found a lot of people didn't even know that we were still here and mm-hmm. running. I think things got a little stagnant, but now things got a little bit stagnant. So now that we have a storefront office on Main Street in Ada, that has really brought in a lot of attention. I have people walking in all the time. Now, granted, I am the only one running Hardin County, so I'm not always in the office because I'm running around to the school programs and different meetings and interviews and all that kind of stuff. But all my contact information is available to get a hold of me at any time.
And what I was trying to gesture to her was that we need to, Madison needs to tell you all about the bull-a-thon that's coming up. And is it the biggest fundraising event we have for Hardin County? Okay, go ahead.
Bull-a-thon, go ahead.
Yeah, so our biggest fundraiser of the year is coming up on April 11th at Hillcrest Lanes here in Kenton. And right now we are currently looking for sponsors at all levels, as businesses or individuals who would like to sponsor parts of the event, like the DJ servicing, awards, the cost of renting the alley. Anything helps. It is extremely important that we raise enough funds to sustain our organization since we are nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone is interested, I'm for sure looking to speak with anybody about it and give information as needed. Our bowling team registration is now open. So if you want to grab a team of four and join us on April 11th from 11. Nope. Sorry. So if you want to grab a team of four and join us on April 11th from 1:30 to 3:30, bowlers get to enjoy free pizza and pop. There's a cash bar, and we have some really amazing raffle prizes that will be available to win. And then also, starting today, our 50-50 raffle is officially open, and you can purchase those tickets through our website under the Hardin County Bowl for Kids' Sake tab. or in person, and you do not have to be present to win that. So it's for everybody. If you got family in all the other states, like, hit them up.
I did.
Yes, Kathy already.
Texas, Kentucky.
Well, good, yes.
Yes, yeah. Kathy already sold her 10 tickets that I gave her, and it just opened today, so she's always on it.
I mean, this program is all across the country, is it? No, I mean, this is a national deal.
Yeah. It is. Yep.
So when you talk to someone in another state, they know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The bowl-a-thon, did you mention the bowling alley? If you did, I didn't catch it.
Yes, it's at Hillcrest Lanes.
Hillcrest, okay.
Here in Kenton.
All right.
We love working with them. They're great people. Actually just left there this morning, and we had our picture done for the Kenton Times.
Cool. Who doesn't like bowling?
No, it's seriously. It's so fun.
So not good at it. Where can they pick up those applications for teams and things like that?
The applications and the team registration forms and sponsorship forms are all available through our website. Or if people prefer paper copy, which I totally get, I can 100% get that to them. If you just contact me. We've tried to make things more accessible to everybody. So we incorporated a lot of online options this year. And I think so far it's worked really well.
And we will double back and pick, repeat that, so if somebody's trying to jot something down, they can get their paper ready now and pens, and we'll double back later. But Kathy, I wanted to ask you a typical outing with a little. So what normally happens?
Well, we did a lot of shopping, a lot of eating.
Nothing
bowling,
wrong with
we
that.
Go bowling. Movies, we go to movies, bowling, shopping, eating. Actually, we used to have movie nights at my house, and just baking. My goodness, we've had big baking things for Christmas, but the kids come out and make up big trays of cookies for their families to take home. Just being there for them, you know.
And
I even taught one of them how to drive, so that was fun.
That's awesome. So, and I think for a big brother, a fishing outing would be possible.
Yeah. They need men.
Bowling, yes.
Men terribly bad. But the men, I don't. They're busy, but they've got a little fella here waiting in Kenton for a big brother.
Yeah.
And so, if anybody out there would be interested, please consider taking on this little 8-year-old guy. Mm-hmm. He needs the help. He needs a big brother.
Yes, he needs that male authority figure to just be there for him.
Yeah, the reason I ask that question is because it may be hard for some people to understand or realize is some of these kids don't get that opportunity.
Exactly.
They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what it's like to go bowling, fishing, out to eat, go shopping. Other kids do, but maybe they don't. And there's a good number of them that don't realize it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there definitely is. And I think a lot of reservations people have is the time.
Yeah.
And for us, we only require that you meet with your little 4 hours a month. And you can spread that out however you want. Sometimes one activity can take that 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, we would like you to spread it out. That way it doesn't feel like, one day you're...
Put my time in.
And then after that. But you can stay connected by texting, phone calls, that kind of thing, but it's only 4 hours a month. And if you spread that out, it could be an hour once a week.
It turns into more than 4 hours.
I was going to say, could you put more in? Yeah.
It turns into more than 4 hours a week. Absolutely.
Yes.
As for instance, my first little turned into a lifetime friendship for me. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Do you try to match the best you can, a big with a little?
Yes. So during the interview process, we ask all kinds of questions to both the big and the little about interests, likes, dislikes, activities that they would prefer. And then during that first match meeting, we bring the parent and the little and then the big that we all get to meet. And before the end of the that meetup, you actually plan and schedule your first outing. So it really makes sure that everyone is on the same page and that it's good on both sides. Like, I'm not going to match a big with somebody who's... That's not what I meant to say.
What did you mean like, to say?
We really take our time and take all the measures needed to make sure that, you know, we're matching an active big with an active little. Or what I find most of the time is that the bigs are really willing to do whatever to help the child out. So they can be active, but they can be, you know, more on the reserve side.
And back with the age thing, I just turned 70, so I'm a very old big brother or big sister, but I wouldn't say that. Well, I wouldn't either, but most do. Most people do. But I think that age doesn't make a difference as far as being a big. Never did to me. I still feel like I'm 25.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes, it can keep you youthful.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Oh, I did. I learned a lot from these kids too myself. I learned a lot from, you know, the texting and, hey, I got a problem with my phone. Fix this. And they do. They
Isn't
fix
that
it for
the
me.
Truth?
You
yeah.
Know, they take care of things for me like that. And they've taught me a lot too. Yeah. And it's important, I think, to keep that communication open mm-hmm. between, you know, bigs and littles mm-hmm. and let them help you too,
yeah.
Because that's
you
good
have
for
a
them.
Lot to teach them. They have a lot to
exactly.
teach you. It works, yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Do you think so?
I agree. It's definitely not one sided.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For some though, I mean, if they give it a shot, if they try it, and it just doesn't work out, and I'm sure that happens, mm-hmm. there's
yes.
no obligation.
I've
right?
seen it not.
Yeah.
Happen.
Nope. Obviously, we would like to see that a match last a year, but. We can take any measure needed to end a match.
Yeah.
And we can do it to where there's no hard feelings.
No judgment.
No judgment. Exactly. Absolutely not. And I tell my school-based bigs and my community bigs, like, please let me know if there's a problem. Like, I'm the middleman. I'm here for your to support you and to help you through things. And there has been times where we've needed to end a match.
Mm-hmm.
And there it really is. No judgment, no hard mm-hmm. feelings, because life happens.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot predict the next day, so we totally understand.
But Kathy, you would say if you give it a shot and you make a connection, as you mentioned, it's a lifelong connection.
Oh yeah, it is. I
it's
think
worth,
so.
And it's worth trying, right?
And the ones that I have at present, I'm sure they'll be lifelong.
Mm-hmm.
I have one that unfortunately her parents. Kind of lifted them up out of Hardin County and just left. And
mm-hmm.
I left me like, what, you know, where did you go? What happened? And kept in contact with her. And they ended up in Georgia, I believe. But just different circumstances happened again
yeah.
and again
yeah.
and again. And I thought to myself, I told her, find big brothers, big sisters in that
yes.
area.
Mm-hmm.
Go reach out and see if you can't find somebody down there that you can still have a big sister down there. Don't be afraid to do it. Just go do it, you know, and get yourself somebody that you can relate to again. So, and I occasionally I hear from her on texting, but not, you know, and I think that's the only one I've really lost as far as my littles go.
Yeah, as I said, that's worth trying, and if it doesn't
sad.
Work out, at
Not
least
sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sad to me because
yeah, sure.
I was just dumbfounded. Just suddenly they were gone, and you know you were there. She was a part of my life, and then all mm-hmm. of a sudden she wasn't, and that's when I took on the other three. So. Oh dear,
she stepped right in. She's always busy. That's
yes,
good.
Kathy is a busy woman, and I very much appreciate Kathy.
That keeps me young.
There you go. So in addition to the fundraiser that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
how do you receive funding otherwise? I mean, through grants, donations, how does that work?
All the above.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We are trying our best to step away from federal funding because our government is finicky and you can't really rely on it.
Really? Seriously?
I know,
no.
right?
No.
Not the government.
When did that happen?
Yeah. So we really are working towards finding businesses locally that will support our organization financially. So that's been kind of at the forefront of my mind and my mission the past year.
Corporate sponsors. Type.
Yes, corporate sponsors, local grants.
You know, they don't have a monthly income, but they have monthly expenses, you know, rent, utilities, things like that to take care of their office. And it all adds up. And I feel for you. I really do. Yeah.
And you just talked to the benefits of having a storefront, how that does help you. So it's important to maintain that. Right?
Yes, I would. It's been such a blessing to have that storefront. So I'm really working hard to find the finances to keep it open and to provide that service, because we really want to branch out and utilize that space to provide more for our community.
Well, believe it or not, we are rapidly running out of time. But I said we'd double back. We'd talk about the fundraiser again. In closing, can you talk about that? Talk about where we can get more information? And I'll give it to you the last couple of minutes.
Yep, absolutely. So the fundraiser is called the Bowl for Kids' Sake event. We hold it annually at Hillcrest Lanes. Last year was our biggest event yet. We had all 24 lanes filled. We were able to invite our school-based bigs and littles, and we did have some of those kiddos come out, and it was such a fun time. This year's theme is Wild Wild West, so I really encourage anyone who is attending to dress up, have a little cowboy hat, something fun. But yeah, you can...
What? I just said, put your boots on.
Get your boots on.
Put your boots and hat on.
But for all of that information, you can go to bbbswco.org and go under the events tab where you'll see the Hardin County Bowl for Kids' Sake, and that'll take you right to where you can register your team or if you want to be a sponsor of any type. And I did forget to mention that we have our Battle of the First Responders that follows this first shift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that starts at 5 p.m. That one is always so fun. These men and women take it very seriously, and it's so entertaining to watch them.
Yeah, the EMTs.
The EMT, firefighters, police, all of them. And we so appreciate their contributions to our organization. Mm-hmm. It's really great. But you can contact me at 419-296-8752 by call or text at any hour of the day. My email is madison@bbbswco.org. And you can also walk in to 229 North Main Street in Ada.
There you go. I truly like the interaction between you two, I have to say. So Kathy really did seem like a big sister.
I have always said she's like my big sister. She's really helped me into turning into this position.
Okay. One other thing I did want to mention is that the organization themselves also sponsor events themselves for the littles throughout the year.
Okay.
And they do horseback riding, picnics, and help me think of some other things.
We got some fun things in the works we're hoping to get out there.
Well,
but
you will have to come back.
Yeah. They sponsor those things as well. So it's not like it's just, you know.
It's not your take. Try our best to give as well.
So anyway, I did want to mention that they do sponsor a lot of things themselves for the entire group. We went to a football game one year. Yeah. I mean, an Ohio State football game, and that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. My littles just... they ate that up. That was an opportunity they would never get.
Absolutely, yeah.
And
that's what I was talking about.
It was just a great time. It was great. They had a good time with that. So, and I thank Madison for all she does. It's not an easy job. I'd rather be the big than the director here, but she does
though,
a fantastic
right?
job. Yeah. She really does. She works very hard at it, and what they're doing in the schools is awesome too.
Sure.
Just awesome job.
Yep. I really am passionate about what I do, and I care a lot about it. Probably, I wouldn't say too much, but it consumes a lot of me in a very good way.
That is a good way to wrap it up. Madison Richards, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Kathy, as always, Kathy Hilty, thank you.
Thank you.
And again, come back and visit again. It sounds like you have a lot more to talk about.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.